Governor Mike Parson has vetoed a $500 million plan to give Missouri taxpayers a rebate. He wants to instead call a special session at some point in the near future to have the legislature come in and pass what he calls the largest income tax cut in Missouri's history and extensions to some key agriculture tax credits. Missouri House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith of Southwest Missouri's Carthage joins Show Me Today. Representative, thank you for joining the show. How's your summer going, by the way?
Happy to be here with you. Thank you for having me. And my summer's going very well. I'm spending lots of time down in beautiful Southwest Missouri and with my family. So working and with family, and it's always a good place to be. So thank you for asking. I hope yours is going well, too.
Yeah, never a dull moment, you know, but that's the way I like it. So, well, you led the charge on the bill that the governor vetoed. I'd like to get your initial response. What do you think about the direction he would like to go?
Sure. Well, you know, we worked hard on House Bill, what ultimately became House Bill 2090. On the House side, that originated as House Bill 3021. And through negotiations with the Senate and the general legislative process, we came out with House Bill 2090, which would have given $500 million back to Missouri taxpayers through the issuance of a tax credit. And that became it became apparent to me as I worked through the appropriations process that it was a good time to provide some tax relief to Missouri taxpayers. And so that's what we did, and the governor had some concerns about the approach that we took, being the one-time tax credit, and also that there was a means testing measure that was added in the Senate, income caps for those up to $150,000 individually or $300,000 filing jointly as a married couple. And to be honest, I share those concerns. I would love to have a permanent tax cut, and I certainly think it should be for all taxpayers, instead of just some taxpayers based on their income. And so I've learned through the legislative process, in the spirit of compromise, not to let perfect be the enemy of good. And so House Bill 2090 was the best thing we could get at the time, and I was happy to get it. Fast forward to today, governor has vetoed that bill and has alluded to a call for a special session to pass the largest tax cut in Missouri history, and I'm all ears. I would love to learn more about what he intends, and we'll certainly go to Jefferson City optimistically looking to do just that. And anytime the governor would like to cut taxes, I'll be on board with that and look forward to working with him and the Senate to get this done.
Was the idea of a tax cut, was that talked about during the session instead of the rebate option?
Yes, we did talk about potentially cutting taxes permanently during the legislative session. And that was something, you know, I've always been interested in, and I think many Republicans in Jefferson City share that sentiment. However, in the middle of the legislative session, it can be difficult to start a conversation that ultimately ends on time in the legislative session in the form of a piece of legislation. Tax cuts can be very complicated. Tax policy is very complex. And so conversations about what tax you cut and how much can oftentimes become very cumbersome, especially in the latter half of a legislative session. So the idea that we had was more, I think of it as a pressure release valve. We had a lot of money in the state treasury, a lot of money left over after we crafted the state's largest budget in the history of the state. And so I thought House Bill 2090 was a good way to give some tax relief to taxpayers, and then we could get on to the next legislative session next year, where we could potentially look at taking a longer view of a permanent income tax cut, or I'm sorry, permanent tax cut, should say. And so yes, the discussion was had, but it really, there wasn't enough time to put forward a thoughtful package. And I will also say that as we are on the backside of the legislative session, it becomes more clear every day from a revenue perspective, from a budgetary perspective, that we can afford a permanent tax cut. So that's more clear now than it was even some months ago. And so for those reasons, we decided to do just kind of the one-time shot that would take some of the income tax dollars from the state treasury and give them back to income taxpayers. So that's what we did.
I want to expand upon the that Missouri can afford to do this. Is there a sweet spot for you? Is there a, this is it, this is our maximum as far as how much money you can spend on this?
You know, those conversations are very early right now. I will say that at the end of the appropriations process, we had about $1.5 billion unexpended. And so we had proposed taking $500 million of that and giving it back to taxpayers, which would have left another $1 billion unexpended or on the bottom line, as we call it in the appropriations world. So right now we have at least $1.5 billion plus probably more like $2 billion unexpended, unaccounted for in the state, not unaccounted for, but unexpended, not budgeted for in the state treasury. And so that gives us a really large buffer. In fact, it's an unprecedented buffer, a revenue surplus with which to work to plan a permanent tax cut. So we haven't really been able to talk about too much about how big of a bite of the apple we want to take, but we do know that we're very, very well situated from a budget perspective to do this now. So I would hope that we look at this aggressively and look to make a significant tax cut that will pay dividends for taxpayers for years to come. Because we are well situated, we are, you know, from a conservative budgeting perspective, we have the ability to do that and protect the priorities of the state budget.
The governor had mentioned today that maybe in the range of 4.7-4.8% was where he'd like to see the tax rate be lowered, and then the top income tax rate. Well, for single filers, the first $16,000 in earned income would be tax-free, $32,000 for joint filers. Is that kind of where you're at, or is it too early? What do you think? Is this doable?
Yeah, generally speaking, I think, you know, my take on it is that the governor's kind of looking at some of the Senate Bill 509 tax cut triggers and advancing those and getting that top line tax rate number down, which would take it down to that kind of high fours, under 5% number. And then also talked about adjusting the standard deduction, which I believe would effectively eliminate some of the lower income tax brackets that we have in Missouri. So driving down that top line number and also moving towards what I would consider more of a flat tax where everybody pays that same number, or generally speaking, most people pay that same number, and simplifying our tax code, I think, are all good things. For the income tax rate and what that number might be, I would love for our income tax rate to be zero. So I would look for as many ways as we could to drive that income tax rate number down as low as possible, and understand at the same time that sometimes we have to implement other taxes to offset those income tax cuts. But yeah, I'm going to be for as low of an income tax rate as possible. And so we'll have to look at the details and fine tune that number and see what the target is as we move forward in the next couple weeks.
Missouri House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith of Carthage joining Show Me today to talk about the governor who plans to call a special session here at some point. To have the legislature pass the largest income tax cut in Missouri's history, also extensions to quote-unquote key agriculture tax credits. By the way, where are we at? Where is our tax rate at right now? Do you know?
I believe it's just under 5%, but I would need a check for you before I could give you anything that's usable there.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And then, are you familiar with the agriculture tax credit programs the governor wants to extend the terms for from the 2 years to the 6 years that he mentioned about today?
I'm not as familiar with those as I was with House Bill 2090. I did not vote in support of that bill, and so I probably wouldn't be the guy that is very helpful, or the legislator that's very helpful with the details of that.
why didn't you vote for that?
I'm generally skeptical of tax credits, and I think that we have more efficient ways to alleviate tax burdens on the taxpayers of Missouri. So, you know, tax cuts are a great example. I think rather than taxing and then turning around and issuing tax credits to particular subsets of the population, I think it's much more efficient to just cut taxes and strive for an environment that is as low tax as possible, rather than getting into tax credits where sometimes the state government has to choose who gets those and who does not, therefore picking winners and losers. And so that combined with some concerns I have about generally the efficiencies of the use of those tax credits, I generally am skeptical of new tax credits or tax credits in general. That said, I do think there are some benevolent tax credits that are very good, that work very well. But when it comes to issuing new tax credits or extending them, I'm generally opposed to that.
You had talked earlier about the points of agreement within lowering the tax rate, at least among Republicans. Where do you see some of the points of resistance, and would that be such as what you just mentioned?
Yeah, there can be disagreements about, while we all may agree that we should cut taxes, there may be disagreements about which taxes should be cut. You've heard over the years legislators, particularly in the Senate, that are seeking to end property tax in Missouri or different types of property taxes. Obviously, we've talked about the income tax. That's a big one as well. Sales taxes are another big category that we could take a look at to cut. And so while we're all kind of rowing in the same direction, we want to have lower taxes, there is disagreement about how best to do that. And the tax code is complicated, which leads to complicated discussions about what and how we should cut taxes. And so that's where we could get into a ditch somewhere as Republicans in Jefferson City who all do want to cut taxes. As they say, the devil is in the details. So we have to get to work on that very quickly. And there will be some very long conversations, complex, nuanced, detailed tax policy conversations that need to happen before we arrive at a package where we're all relatively happy with it. So that's where I think we could have some disagreement.
I was just going to say the devil is in the details. So when you said that, I was just laughing in my head. So do you have any idea as far as when Missouri can expect to see this legislative session go down, or the special session,
Sure. Yeah. I don't think the governor committed to a particular time frame other than he would like to see this done and in place by January 1. I agree that we need to have this ready to go for the next tax year. I also think we should look at some immediate tax relief, which again would have been taken care of in House Bill 2090. I think we need to get started on this legislative session, the special session, as soon as possible. We have the veto session coming up in September. That's a logical time to have legislators in and around Jefferson City. We plan on being there anyway. We're required to be there annually in September for veto session. So that seems to be a good time to me to take a look at getting this special session done. So that would be my hope, is that we do this as quickly as possible. And, you know, we have a lot of Missouri taxpayers that are curious about what's happening now. You know, they see the headline that the governor vetoed a tax cut. They're going to have a lot of questions. And I think the sooner we go in and legislate and get this straightened out, the better. And so I'm advocating that we do this very quickly.
Missouri House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith of Carthage. Any final thoughts, anything that we haven't talked about on this matter you think is important to mention to Missouri?
You know, I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today about it. And like I said, I look forward to working with the Senate and the governor and his staff to get to work and cut the taxes for the people of Missouri.
We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.